We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And then in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Corvair convertible driving, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Oaktown, home of the Mac, Oakland, California?
What they got?
That was a lot.
That was.
Too short.
Obviously.
I know, but I'm saying that was a lot to get out there.
Yeah. I don't know, you know.
Home of the Mac.
Too short, man.
Not the computer.
Not the Big Mac.
Tim, this is a little before your time, or a little after your time, I guess.
I think he's calling you old, Tim. All right. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Bonafide is here.
And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Of course.
What?
Yeah, I'm mixing it up on you. What you going to do now?
I'm telling you. Keeping us on our toes.
Getting wild.
And, of course, we got Matt, the camera guy. He waves, hey, y'all.
He's waving.
Waving on radio.
We're narrating his movies.
And you know what's crazy? He's not even in the room with us. He's outside looking through the window waving.
Yeah, you know, he's like Stranger Danger.
He's just waving randomly.
He's just keeping watch out.
I don't know if he's on fire or something, but he's waving. So, you know, we were talking about the magazines and how they went away. And we're talking about our favorite magazines. Tim, back in the olden days, what kind of magazines did y'all read?
the old Western magazine?
Back when they were black and white.
It was reward posters. On the It was the reward posters.
Y'all didn't have magazines back then because you had to save.
They were scripted in stone.
You were saving paper for the war.
That's right.
They were the reward posters outside the post office.
You know, a car magazine, you first have to have a car, you know.
It was Hot Horse. That's what it was.
Horse.
Four legs.
Instead of road and track, it was dirt road and gravel.
Hop up your horse with oats.
With oats. You know what I'm saying.
Super oats.
Oh. Was it, instead of car and driver, was it horse and rider?
That's right.
But what's one of your favorite magazines? Like growing up, like that one you read.
I guess it would be the CarCraft. I liked it because it had all the. In my day, it was the Naredrian Street Rod, so what you say is coming back.
Pro Street Cars. I'm going to tell you something. The state of Florida has more Pro Street Cars in it
than anywhere in the country. I swear.
It is the Pro Street Car capital of the world.
I was thinking, and if you watch, way over here.
If you watch the YouTube video this week, you will see a ton of them in there.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. Well, you know, we're talking about doing events. Do you think them guys are just show or go?
Show.
There was some go there.
Well, there was
a few. There was a couple that were
if we put a class
glorified
together,
bracket cars.
They won't come all the way out of Florida for it.
But
you'd have to pay them.
The only ones. You know, how many Pro Street cars a year are being built that we don't know about?
I don't know if there's new Pro Street cars being built. I think those cars have been built a while.
I'm going to tell you one thing I did notice. This just 2 days ago at the Moon Eyes had a Christmas party in California. And there was a guy walking around with a camera. And that they was probably one out of five cars that was painted. The rest of them was patina in California. You would think the patina thing was wore out by now.
And patina is strong.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. The flat colors and the satins
cheap.
And the
saves you $10,000.
Yeah.
On the easy side of $10,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm on the fence on patina. You know, I can take it or leave it. It's all right.
I would
like if I'm selling it. I love it. But if I'm buying it,
I'd rather have paint.
Yeah, I'm In the words of Barry Maguire, what do you think about this patina craze? I own a wax company. I hate it.
Exactly. Yep.
That was the best response ever. But, like, so Sean, what was the magazine you had when you were a young lad?
The first one that I got into was Truckin'. I think that was a little bit more accessible than some of the other ones in terms of the trucks and like the customization of the mini trucks is really where I got into it, and that's where mini trucking came in too. Trucking, you know, it had 4x4 stuff and it had big power stuff, but my focus on what they were doing was on the mini truck kind of stuff, and then went more into mini trucking as it was more of a specialty thing where it was the whole issue, not like one little segment.
Well, then you had like kind of like a split. Like you had sport trucks, which were your full size. And then you had mini trucking.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, some of the mini trucking still had full-size stuff in, and that's what I've always done. I've always had full-size stuff, but it's been bagged. It's been hydraulics, you know, stuff like that. But it's generally accepted into the mini truck crowd when you do that with the full-size.
So Matt, what was the magazine when you were growing up, like, your go-to magazine?
Old-school rods, but I got into them, like, later on.
So... You liked old school rods.
What was the old motorcycle magazine that always had the like wreck in the back of it? Y'all remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Easy Rider.
You know, I mean, really.
I grew up to that one.
Not a good rider.
I think we all did a little.
So it had a wreck in the back of the magazine.
Yeah, they always had in the back. There was always like the picture of the wreck, and
I don't know.
That sounds like a terrible magazine.
It sounds like a bad one.
I forgot what it was called. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved that magazine.
Huh.
Dirt bikes.
Was it the Backside is Wrecked magazine?
You know what a big catalog we're all forgetting about? The Sears and Roebuck catalog.
J.C. Whitney.
You know what?
No, the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
You know that the Sears and Roebuck catalog, what it reminds me of? Christmas.
It really
and that's
does.
Right around the corner. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the magazines and stuff, yeah. And I think we need to let them die.
I do, too.
You know, but there's so many cool car Christmas memories and cool Christmas things for car guys out
yes,
there
yep.
right now. And I think that's a cool one to really talk about. We always have fun with this one every year. You're talking about all the new gadgets and new tools and new things like that. And some fun stuff from Christmas past. You know, so some fun car stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that's going to be a fun one to talk about.
I do, too.
What do y'all think is going to happen with J.C. Whitney?
It's already a big online thing anyway. I mean, the catalogs are dying, and I mean, I'll be honest with you, the last big hit that J.C. Whitney had was those stand-up bug shields.
No, those damn stripes on the side of the Murata. Jesus God. Ruined the damn paint job.
It ruined my paint job.
I wonder if you still buy curb fillers in it.
I promise you, J.C. Whitney has some of the most oddest accessories ever.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They sure do.
Is that what they meant by full bolt-on? Everything from the J.C. Whitney catalog?
Full stick-on?
Yeah, exactly. If it could be mounted with adhesive tape, it's in here.
J.C. Whitney has it.
I tell you what, though, J.C. Whitney saved me on a Jeep one time.
Really?
Yes. I needed an odd panel, and they actually had it in stock.
Well, of course. They got everything for Jeeps.
They got a ton of Jeep stuff.
I don't know how big their warehouse is. I've never seen a J.C. or one of their warehouses. But it has to be massive.
I'd say a lot of it's drop shipped.
You think?
It would almost have to be.
Because, I mean, they really
They're going to be the size of damn Amazon if they had everything that's in that catalog.
Because they do. I've ordered a bunch of stuff back in the day, you know, for some of my F-100 pickup trucks and stuff I had. And they would get it to you really quick.
Yeah, but most of it's Chinese crap. So it probably is drop shipped.
You know, I'll be honest with you. That's pretty much 90% of everything now. I mean, there's no money in having stock.
I made a lot of money in drop shipping car parts back 15 years ago. Not knocking.
But speaking of things that killed the, but speaking of that right there, speaking of like the magazines, you know, the internet killing the magazines, the internet's also killed the speed shop because of that.
Yep.
Like, and this is me and Richard's childhood and our teenage years, Al's Speed Shop.
Oh, man.
Lee Road, son. That's where we went to get your hot rod parts. And now it's gone because the place is like the internet. And catalogs kind of hit it, and then it was the internet.
The internet can't sell the things that he had.
Oh, no. And it sure can't sell the experience and the know-how that went with it. I tell you what, I do know. We got a commercial break coming up. Guys, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout-out, bringing it a little bit closer to home, how about a shout-out to Huntersville, North Carolina?
Woot, woot.
Big money area.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's, I almost said financial analyst. Hey. I'm messing it up so much.
Come on, man.
Legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
How y'all doing?
Hey, y'all. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Both of them. And, of course, we have Matt, the camera guy.
Tap on the window, Matt.
He's kind of giving us like a finger thing and wave.
He's got his nose pressed against
help.
The glass.
Help!
Let me in.
He's got his window.
I'm being attacked.
He's got his nose pressed against the window.
All right, you know. Christmas is just around the corner.
Very close.
And you know, that was the thing here. We got to talk about magazines. And then you talking about the Sears catalog.
Yep.
I remember being a kid, and they used to send that toy catalog.
Yep. Big, thick one.
They used to circle stuff in it.
That and the Toys R Us catalog.
Toys R Us was a pretty good one, too. Which I'm a little before the Toys R Us one. I'm, you know, I mean, like, I think I caught the tail end of that. But yeah, that was a big one, too. My big thing was radio control cars growing up. I loved them.
What about the old Radio Shack catalog?
Yeah, Radio Shack. Well, that's another thing of the past.
Yeah. Internet's killed them.
I remember when Auto Shack, it was the Auto Shack and not the Auto Zone.
I remember that.
Yep.
Also.
Going down to the shack.
You got to call Sean now.
Go over to the Auto So that's the thing. You go to the Auto Shack. And then you go to the Radio Shack, and it's like if you weren't at the Auto Shack, go to our sister store, Radio Shack.
You go home and you feel like you're wealthy.
Do you know they actually got sued because of that? That's where they changed the name to AutoZone by Radio Shack.
I did not know that.
Don't you know AutoZone's like,
Did y'all ever have Western Auto over here?
We did.
Yeah,
I used to love Western Auto. Yep. They had the best cheesy accessories, and Daryl Waltrip was there. Was sponsored by them, you know, so.
There was one right by your old house right at the Walmart on Wade Hampton.
I used to love it. They had the cool GT Grand steering wheels.
I would always go to Super Shops and, like, pick out all the stuff that I liked and then go to Western Auto and buy their version of it.
For a quarter of the price.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
My early hot rods were pretty crappy.
Western Auto was a cool store, though.
Yeah, the one in Chesney stayed open. That was the last one. Well, Weekly.
The one, the Advanced Auto on the west side of Spartanburg, used to be a Western Auto.
Yeah.
It was a little different, and it seemed like I like Pep Boys.
I like Pep Boys. I still today like Pep Boys.
I do, too. Like, I go into Pep Boys, like, on a Sunday afternoon if I'm bored, which don't happen very often anymore, but they used to be my hangout spot.
Just walk around. I could spend an hour in there just walking around.
I mean, like, I got a funny story about that, actually. Okay, I used to go to Pep Boys on Sundays, and they sold a certain brand of wax that I liked. And I like, you know, I'm the kind of guy, like, if I use one thing you like, I'm going to try all your stuff out. And, you know, usually, you know, you like it all. I'm a brand guy. Like, I'm a brand loyal kind of dude. And they had this stuff that was a cleaner wax that they had that I really, really liked. And I needed some Sunday.
You talked about that, and the dude got killed.
And then he laughs. So here I am on a Sunday afternoon. I'm wanting to clean my car up. You know, I need some cleaner wax.
I do remember the story, Richard. This is a good one.
So I get in my car, and I drive to the Pep Boys. Who sells this? Well, I turn it to the Pep Boys, and there's blue lights everywhere and police tape. And of course, you know, most people see that and turn around and leave. I don't. I pull into a parking spot, I lock my truck, and I walk right to the front door. I'll step over the tape and walk to the front door. And two Greenville County cops come up, whoa, you can't go in there. And I said, listen, why can't I go in there? He said, somebody just got stabbed in here. And he said, it's a murder investigation. And I said, listen, I'm not going to touch anything. I'm literally walking. And I pointed, like, in the direction I was going. I said, you can watch. You can walk me over there. Or I can give you the money and you can go get it for me. And I said, all I need is Beyond Clay by Surf City Garage. It's got T-Bird on it. Right there. You see the red buckets? You see the turtle wax? Go over right to, between Barry McGuire and Turtle Wax was Surf City. Right there. Third shelf, that just even the big bottle, I'll take it. Little bottle, whatever. Don't matter, I just need some. Just go in there and get it for me. You can't do that. And I said, listen, bud, I've seen a dead body before. It doesn't faze me, all right? I don't care about any of that. I just need this stuff. And they said, he was joking around. And I finally, I mean, I'm just like, there's no way that I could talk this man into letting me walk in there. So then he walks away, and then I proceed to try to walk in again. And then I finally give up. They're not going to let me come in because of a damn body in there. And it was stupid. I mean, what's he going to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, I'll just step over him, get my product. Hell, you know, it's like $13, put a 20 on the counter. That covers tax, everything. Catch you guys later, you know? Oh, hey, you missed a little blood spatter over there. Anyway, hey, yo, I'm that guy. I'm not going to try to contaminate your case or anything. That damn bottle of cleaner wax ain't got a damn thing to do with this dude getting stabbed. Period. So,
it was over an alternator,
and well, so I left, and I was mad as hell because I wanted this cleaner wax.
That's the only place you can get it,
and I didn't get it. So I sent an email to Surf City Garage, and they're based out of Huntington Beach, California. They sent me a case of that for free, and they said we were still laughing for your dedication to our product. And because I explained it to them, I said a dead body doesn't faze me. I don't care. It did. I mean, at the end of the day, I hate it for the guy, but I've got fine scratches on my deck lid, on my Chevelle, and I need this cleaner wax. Maybe you don't. I've got a couple water spots. And I mean, you know, I hate that a man had to die, but at the end of the day, you make an omelet, you got to crack some damn eggs. Okay, it's whatever, but I just need my cleaner wax. And then I told a little cop, I mean, it wasn't like he was a detective. He was just like a little flunky. At least he could have done is went in there and got my damn cleaner wax for me. You know? I mean, I would have paid $40 for a bottle of it that day.
It's the only place you could get it, man. I used to buy it, too, because you told me to.
Exactly.
There and was a couple of Walmarts stuff. And Pop Boys.
That well, and that was when Walmarts phased it out. And, I mean, I was mad. And that's the only Pop Boys we got. And, I mean, so, like, literally, I had water spots on the deck lid of my Chevelle going to the car show.
Besides what?
Put yourself in my place. Next to the family grieving over the dead body, I'm right there with them, okay? That's heartache. Now back to Christmas. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm great.
There's no winners here.
You know,
there's no winners
here. How much more time we got in a segment?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. We're going to get into this next time. I got a question for you guys.
You got a question?
Yes.
So this is going to involve thinking?
It's going to a little bit.
I better go ahead and take a Tylenol. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
How about a big shout out to Eden's Prairie, Minnesota?
Woot, woot.
Big hot rod scene going on out there.
I'm telling you.
Snowmobile.
It's probably a very hot thing out there right now. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
And, of course, we have Matt, the film guy.
That's both of them with a V.
Action. There you go. That was a good one.
That was a good
one. That was a good one. So, we're talking about... Action. Oh, we got a new nickname for Sean, too. Since you're the stereo guy, we're going to start calling you old Hi-Fi. Listen here, Hi-Fi. didn't want to call you 8-track. Listen, 8-track. But
I got a question.
What?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did have a question.
I got a question. This is for everybody, and y'all be thinking about this. Growing up, what was the coolest gift y'all ever had as a child?
Oh, I got mine.
Yeah, I got mine, too.
Sean, start out.
Yeah, you're going to have to circle back around me. I'm going to think on that one.
Okay, so
okay, Tim, you got yours? What is it?
Yep, them.
You got one of them Red Ryder BB guns?
No, ERTL trucks.
Ertl.
Yep. And what's so crazy about it is I've got a whole collection of them now, and I buy every one of them I can find.
Ain't it funny when you're a kid?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. You think about the cars that you got now. True. Everything goes back to what it's all returning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little bit different because the cars of my childhood, I don't like.
Yeah.
I like cars like...
That your daddy liked.
Exactly. I'm just, I don't know, I'm a little
but
weird.
But you was there. Around him because your daddy liked him.
Yeah, I guess that had something to do with it, yeah.
Richard?
I was going to cheat and say a 66 Mustang, but that's not really a child, even though it was a minor. And you can actually see this on my Facebook page if you look at it. When I was about 5 or 6 years old for Christmas, my parents bought me a motorized school bus that at the time my life's ambition was to be a school bus driver.
Thank God.
Still is.
working on it. You know.
But they bought me this. It was like a pedal school bus, and there's a picture of me, like, after opening it, sitting in it with two of my older brothers, like, standing beside me, and that was my jam.
That's cool.
A cool gift.
And you was on Facebook at 3 years old?
Jesus. The picture.
There's older pictures. See, Tim, let me explain to you how internet works.
I didn't know you had cell phone pictures in it back then.
Yeah, my dad took it on his cell phone when I was 5.
His dad went back to the past from the future.
Sean, you got yours now?
Yes, I got this figured out. So maybe where my truck thing comes in, and also the music thing ties in, I haven't done it in some years, but a long time ago, I used to play the bass, electric bass.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's the one. And 1 year, I got a full stack. So
Was you the bassist in a Cranberries cover band?
It was not Cranberry. I did metal then.
Really?
Yes. I'm a metal guy. Yeah. So I did metal even then. So I had the full stack. I had the head, the sub, the fork, like the full, it was as tall as me, stack, obnoxiously loud, play any kind of venue, kind of just ridiculous thing. And I had it for myself. So and this is where the truck comes in, is I had to cart it to friends' houses to play with them. Like, they'd have their guitar set up or drum kit, whatever. Drum kit wasn't going anywhere. So we'd have to go over there. But I had to have a truck to cart around that stuff. So I think that's where the trucks, though, came in.
Your love of music.
Drove into trucks. And like, I was borrowing my dad's S10 to do that. So then, you know, you're in the mini truck already. Like, yeah. an S10 mini truck? Amazing. So nobody's ever done anything to those. So I think that could have been what really spurred
that could have been it.
Because before I was driving, I was playing bass. And then eventually I got a driver's license, and that's when I had to start driving the truck to cart around all my bass gear.
Very, very interesting.
What about you, Matt?
The G.I. Joe Space Shuttle.
The G.I. Joe Space Shuttle.
You know what I was thinking? I had the Masters. What was the skeleton?
Masters of the Universe and Skeletor?
Yeah, but they had the house thing they had that opened up.
All right. I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
When I get home, I'm going to my attic, and I'm taking a picture because I have one.
Oh, my God. Remember that and the lizard one, the Whiplash? That was my favorite. But what was that? It was Count something or whatever.
You know, I never...
Castle Grayskull.
There yes. you go. That's what I had. I remember opening that up in the trailer in Christmas. But the coolest Christmas present I ever got, my dad had a way of... Like, my dad was that macho dad. My dad was like John Travolta in the cool years, me growing up. You know, like, he was too cool for, like, hugs and I love yous and stuff like that. He wasn't that guy. Like, you fall down, he's like, walking off, you're embarrassing me. And, you know, but my dad did, like he did cool things. Though. He made up for it. Like, it was kind of funny. You know, keep in mind, I was a fat kid. I was just a... kind of like a young version of Tim now, and just a fat, just an obese kid. Like, I look like hamburger meat and eyeballs. You know, I was just fat, and you know, I lived in a really hilly neighborhood. This is when we moved out of Fred Work, and I lived in a really hilly neighborhood, and I had this brand new Huffy, like BMX bike, and my fat ass could not pedal it up the driveway. Like, I was so fat. But keep in mind now, in my defense, my driveway was pretty damn steep. But.
2 degrees.
All right.
It was easy coming down.
Cubby. So, you know, here I am. And I mean, you know, all the other kids riding around on their Schwinn and all this stuff. And I'm so fat. And I'm getting winded, you know. And hell, I wasn't smoking yet. I mean, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was just like the little Debbies were keeping me from doing it. It's like I was sweating.
Little Debbie was your first girlfriend.
I was sweating the cream that came out of the middle of the little Debbie cakes. I was getting so hot. And you know, and always the cool kids riding around. And here I am pushing my bike up the driveway. And I finally just got to the point where I said, hell with this. I'll get in, like, video games or something, you know? So... I'll never forget that Christmas morning. I woke up, and we lived in like a two-story house, and the den was downstairs, and we all stayed upstairs. And I remember running downstairs and going and running into the den. And the thing that was crazy, was weird about this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, is my dad brought the race car trailer and the dually home. Why? We're racing tomorrow, you know what? But he brought the race car trailer home. And it's like one of those things, like, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, but I didn't really think much about it either, you know, but it's whatever. And I run downstairs, and, like, there's a little plastic toolbox, a crappy plastic toolbox, and a set of Craftsman screwdrivers and 5 or 6, like, Hot Wheels cars. And that's it under the tree. And I was that kid that I was a good actor. I think that's why I'm so good at YouTube videos now. Like, I act like I was happy about this. You know, I'm thinking, really, who lost their job? You know what? You know what I mean? But I was like, I was excited. And my dad told me, he said, you know, you ever thought there might be something in the garage for you? So I instantly darted up, like, there better be something in the damn garage for me, you know? Like a new adopted family. And I ran into the garage. And there sat a bright red, easy-go marathon golf cart with my name, Gene Clayton. Of Gene Clayton Graphics, put my name in the Glocal decals on the side of it, and it had the little dog. It had the little dog dish hubcaps on it, and it had a CB radio and a Krako cassette player and 2 6x9s in it. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I probably put 15,000 miles on that golf cart in that neighborhood, and from there on out. Everybody else pedaling their Huffies up the hill. And only that, I could ride your little girlfriends around. And later on, if you ever heard the Trans Am story, you kind of know where that kind of went off again. But I love that golf cart. I'll never forget, it was so friggin' cold. Usually, you know, it's mild here around Christmas time. It's not that bad. But it was frigidly cold outside. And I remember riding around at 4 o'clock in the morning in a golf cart with my dad. Still... I mean, it was dark. It was cold. It was miserable. And we rode for probably an hour on this thing. It was 36 volt. It was slow. I mean, and back then I thought it was awesome. And the thing is now, I've had probably 50 golf carts since then. And it never fails, though. It's so funny. That one little golf cart. And now, though, every time me and my dad get on a golf cart, we instantly start laughing. Like it's kind of our thing, you know? I mean, all these badass hot rods, and you get us on a golf cart, we giggle out schoolgirls still, and we have a blast with it. And I think that's kind of my big thing with golf carts now, is because of that one easy-go golf cart and that Christmas and those crappy screwdrivers. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Christmas right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Let's take it down to the bayou to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Bayou.
Bio.
Bio.
I don't know.
That was always one word. It was hard for me to say.
I don't speak Cajun.
Bayou.
The bayou.
Down bayou. There.
Down where it's spicy.
Exactly. Crawfish. The end. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, Legal Counsel, / All-Around Cool Car Guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
I'm back again.
And, of course, we have Matt, the camera guy.
Cut.
So we're talking about favorite Christmas gifts, and Kobe's got a good one. Favorite Christmas gifts. Because Kobe said they didn't have toys when he was a kid. But they had rocks and sticks.
We lived,
if you've ever seen Little House in the Prairie, it's basically like that.
Yeah. I mean, heck, you've been down to Florida, kind of where I was at. Not too far from there. There was nothing down there.
There was all kinds of stuff in the part of Florida
we were. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about on the outskirts. Where I grew up, there was nothing. So we lived on a big, yeah.
Hell, Matt almost died twice.
Yeah, he wore a sweater the whole time. You know, that's the whole cashmere, you know.
I'm telling you.
But I've never understood anybody wearing a sweater in 90-degree
stuff
weather.
Stuff makes me itch. But anyway, so you're telling us about this really cool Christmas present you got when you're 5 years old.
Yeah. And y'all know my birthday is in November. I just celebrated it. And my dad.
Hell, I'm trying to forget mine.
I know, me too. But my dad and my uncle, they raced go-karts. And, of course, I loved going to the racetrack with them and watching them, and I wanted one. But I was just too small. My dad's like, he kept telling me, when you're five, well, when I turned five, I'm like, Dad, where's my go-kart? Well, you know, he went on and on and on. Well, Christmas time coming around, and like you say, there was a Christmas tree, and there was a few things, some matchboxes under there, a couple little things. Of course, you know, underwear, socks, like always.
You hate getting that stuff? You know you need it.
Yeah.
But it sucked.
But I was like, and then after we were done, my dad goes, I got one other thing for you. And we go out to the barn, and there sits a pretty blue metallic Margay racing go-kart with a McCullough motor on it and a matching helmet, glittered helmet with the yellow goggles. I mean, I thought.
What color glittered helmet?
It was blue.
I'm painting a picture.
It was blue. Blue with blue metal plate to match the go-kart. And it was, you know, Christmas.
He couldn't tell you nothing, I bet.
I jumped in that thing. My feet couldn't reach the pedals yet or nothing, but I was ready to go. And that was like, I think Christmas fell on like a Tuesday or something that year or something. I don't know when it fell, but racing was Saturday. In Florida, it's, you know, warm enough to go racing on Christmas, you know, right after Christmas. And I went, and I probably finished dead last. I'm not sure, but I didn't care. I had a blast. And that's where my whole racing career started. And I raced ever since five up until 6 years ago.
That's insane, though. I love it, though. I mean, that's just.
I mean, I was so. I mean, you could.
I want to call my dad up and tell me, and you gave me a golf cart.
I mean,
it sucked.
It was literally like, I mean, you couldn't give a kid any better present in the world.
I don't think you can give a kid a go-kart like that anymore. Protective Services would come get you.
And, I mean, like, literally, that was our safety gear. Like, their rules, I remember back then, was you had to wear pants, a long-sleeve shirt, and a helmet. You didn't have to have gloves. You know, as we got older, we had to have hand restraints and neck braces and all that stuff. No, you had a pair of tennis shoes on, pair of jeans on, and a long-sleeve shirt. And you duct taped the bottom of your pants so the dirt didn't get up in there. That's all you think you did.
You had to wear pants?
Yeah, you had to wear pants.
Couldn't wear no short britches in race.
No, you couldn't wear no short britches in race.
You might skin your knee.
I'm telling you.
But I was.
But that's the way we had yard darts.
Yep.
Yeah. And, okay, as a kid, if we had yard darts, what was the first thing you did? Throw it straight up in the air and see who the last one was going to stand there. I'm surprised we all
separates the men from the boys.
I'm surprised we all ate dead from that one. The other one I love, now this is probably one of my all-time favorite gifts. I never got one, but to see them, the wood-burning iron that had like literally a 6-inch cord Yep. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. You plug it in. Well, you're not going far away from a curtain.
Basically, you're drawing a picture on wood.
Where's Johnny at?
Still got stars. Let's see, burn each other.
Yeah, let me introduce you to Rob's tattoo studio. Yeah. Let me brand you up, boy. See, that's the thing. Like, I remember the wood burning thing made something flash up in my head. I'll never forget, we were in shop class. This is auto body, actually. And we took a piece of wire. And we were heating it. And I'd put it on people's legs. I mean, you have to think about it. There's people with permanent scars right now.
Matt's showing us.
Exactly. You know, and I'm thinking, I'm a bad person. You know that? Like, that's one more. Okay. Yeah. I put Richard in a Corvair. I put him in a Chevrolet. That rights the wrongs. I'm sorry.
I think Matt might be a masochist.
But what? I don't know about all that.
No, I'm pretty sure he's Republican.
What are some other really cool, gadgy little gifts that we, you know?
We were in Concord the other week. There was a store that just sold cool Power Wheels.
Yeah, I remember.
But they were cool. Like, they had a McLaren.
Yeah.
Power Wheels.
And they have real working radios in them.
Except that they had really good, like, really cool colors, not funeral home gray like yours.
It's not funeral home gray. It's storm gray.
Well, it's funeral home
gray. Translation. It's funeral home gray. Every dark gray car is funeral home gray.
It's all funeral home gray.
I like to refer to it as I'm not getting pulled over because they saw me coming 2 miles away gray.
Gray.
But I don't know, man. Last time you drove that thing, you were riding beside me on Woodruff Road, and I looked in my mirror, like you were behind me. I was like, oh, there's Matt and his McLaren. They can tell.
But you know, this is the other thing.
They can see it.
I don't know where you've been riding that lately. But it had to be down like a muddy dirt road because that thing is filthy.
I want to buy you a hose pipe for Christmas. That's what I'm going to buy you.
It was, in fact, a muddy dirt road. I have video footage. The road went from paved to not paved. And I found that out in a turn doing about 60 miles an hour. It was not one of my more proud moments of automobile ownership when I found that out. But it is on video, and I may show you that at some point. But yes, it was I thought, how far could this possibly go? Apparently, it was about another 8 miles. Of dirt, muddy road. And yeah. that was the last time I drove it. Haven't even pulled out of the garage since, which is why it's so muddy right now.
Yeah, because you still have all 8 miles of that mud on your car.
I do, but I have a hard time going multiple weeks not driving it. So dirty or not, I had to go drive it, and that's why I'm driving it today.
You know, they got car washes at the spink.
You can run them through the gas station.
They do, but a wise woman on the internet once told me, ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You ain't got time for a ride and shine car wash.
No.
I don't know. I believe I'd rather have it all the way dirty instead of half clean. You know,
but that's true.
Hey, I'm just showing
and scratched.
That, you know, people say, oh, people don't drive their supercars. I got proof I drive it even off-road.
You do drive yours.
Like you drove through a ditch. I mean, that's crazy.
Hey, I know somebody else that drives cars in a ditch and didn't get that dirty.
Okay.
Hey, have you been to the warehouse yet?
He helped push you out, yeah, Richard.
No, that's right.
I was the one on the headlight and bumper area.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, we had a little bit of, at the new Hot Rods and Happy Hour Studios, we had a parking issue. With the professor.
Yeah, put a fence around that.
Oh, it's going up Monday.
Yeah, we got a fence going up and signs.
It is pretty hard to see. I had to warn my wife when she came over today. I said, you see that gully right there and how...
That there gully?
Richard done cleaned it out.
Hello.
So do not do that.
It happens.
Somebody would have just been there to warn Richard.
Well, yeah. I did. I was waving my arms. He almost drove over me.
I just thought he was waving his arms.
I love Richard.
Oh. Dunk. I tell you what, man, we done burned through 2 hours.
Wow, that was quick.
I love it, man. I love it. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
That's right, guys. I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.